Cedric Muhammad. You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about this fight, Claudia and Cotto. If you're going to watch it, let me know. Now, Brother Charles is a big, I'm going to call him a conspiracy theory advocate when it comes to boxing, but he's suspect. And you gotta keep it real. Some of these fights, you know, some of these outcomes don't make sense other than to follow the money. So that's my preface. That's my way of saying I have strong concerns about this fight on the eve of the Puerto Rican Day Parade, Miguel Cotto's return fight, and with talk of Cotto possibly fighting Manny Pacquiao next, because both Pacquiao and Cotto are promoted by Bob Arum. So if you follow the money, this could lead you to believe that it's very possible that it makes a lot more sense monetarily if Joshua Clady from Ghana were to lose to Miguel Cotto from Puerto Rico. So this has me slightly concerned that Clady will have something slipped into his, you know, beverage, his water. You know, let me know what your concerns are. I'm very concerned about this fight. Having said that, just on the merit of their talent, I think Joshua Clady should win this fight. I think Clady should beat Cotto. Anyone disagree? Let me know. I'd like to see the brother from the motherland assert himself, because Claudius is somebody that a lot of people I don't think like to fight. He's had some tough breaks with injuries, fights he should have won. He didn't win either because of the faulty judging or injuries. I just think Cotto's chin is suspect, but I think Claudius strong, very strong fighter. So if you have any fight predictions, let me know. I want to give you all some of this audio. Floyd Mayweather Jr. got into it with Brian Kenny. Now, I like Brian Kenny of ESPN because I think he's an authentic fight announcer. He does Friday night fights on ESPN, shows a lot of respect for boxing on a network, ESPN, that really could care less about the sport. Money Mayweather and him got into it a couple weeks ago. Let me know what you think. How did Floyd Mayweather Jr. come off on this one? This is Brian Kenny,
welcome
Floyd
to
Mayweather.
Sports Center, the former number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather. Floyd, welcome back. We've missed you, Floyd.
Hey, how you doing? I'm not no former number one pound-for-pound fighter. I'm just saying I'm the best fighter in the sport of boxing. No one has dethroned me, so how am I not pound-for-pound the best fighter in the world? You tell me.
Because you retired?
Have I ever been beat?
But what happens is you informed Ring Magazine
I already forgot who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Brian Kenny, a guy who's never laced up gloves a day in his life, who don't know nothing about boxing.
Well, it's good to have you back in top form already. You retired. What, Floyd, you want to be a champion emeritus forever? You walked away. You actually retired.
We know you don't know nothing about boxing. Finish going.
Floyd, why come back now?
Why not? The sport needs the cash cow back, you know. We already know what I can generate. We already know what I can do in the sport, and we already know who's the face of boxing.
You waited over a year to come back,
and I've been gone from the sport. And what these fighters done since I've been gone, together in pay per view, out of all the fighters, haven't topped what I've done in two fights.
The pay per view has been pretty good for Manny Pacquiao fights lately, Floyd.
They still haven't topped what I've done in two fights.
Well, one was with Oscar De La Hoya, who was the cash king.
I'm the cash cow, please.
Not compared to Oscar De La Hoya.
250
have you drawn as much as Oscar De La Hoya in pay-per-view,
Floyd? De La Hoya been on pay-per-view 1,000 times. It took me two times, 3.5 million homes. Me, Floyd Mayweather.
No, with Oscar De La Hoya, though.
Oscar De La Hoya didn't do nothing. Did he win?
It was a split decision loss, as a matter of fact.
Come on, man.
But it was with him.
Once again, we're talking to Brian Kenny, a man of many traits, a master of nothing.
Floyd, you waited over a year to come back. Why not wait one more weekend until Pacquiao and Hatton was over and we knew the winner?
I don't have to wait for nobody. I move whenever I want to move. I don't have to wait for nobody. I move whenever I want to move.
Do you think about facing Pacquiao first, your first fight back?
My first fight back, Marquez is the guy that called me out. And after the Pacquiao fight, they asked Pacquiao, Larry Merchant asked Pacquiao, did he want to fight? He talked to his promoter. They didn't ask his promoter. They asked him, did he want to fight?
Well, lots of people call you out, including Oscar De La Hoya, for a rematch. Why didn't you rematch with Oscar?
I mean, right now, Oscar De La Hoya is promoting the fight. I think he's doing a hell of a job promoting the fight, him and Richard Schaefer. And I love doing business with Golden Boy Promotions.
I'm saying, Floyd, you always come back and you face the best. And I give you credit for that. When you moved up to lightweight, you faced Jose Luis Castillo right away. But why not face the guy that won the Pacquiao-Marquez fight?
Well, like I said before, Oscar De La Hoya is doing one hell of a job. We got Mayweather Promotions.
What does that have to do with what I just asked?
It's the past, the present, and the future of sports and sports and entertainment. And I think that Leonard Ellerbe and Al Haymon is doing a hell of a job as my advisors.
Why not face the winner of the Pacquiao-Marquez fight?
I just answered your question.
No, you didn't. I must have missed it. What are you talking about?
I said Al Haymon and Leonard Ellerbe are my advisors, and they've done one hell of a job with Floyd Mayweather's career.
So they didn't want you to face Pacquiao right away?
I'm not ducking and dodging nobody. You know what it is.
No, what is it? Is Bob Arum?
I got a list. Whenever it happens, it happens.
Is it because Pacquiao's promoter is Bob Arum? Is that the reason?
Well, you got to talk to Bob Arum, not me. I ain't going to speak on, I don't got nothing to say about Bob Arum.
But if you're the cash king, you can make the call. If you come back and say, I want Manny Pacquiao, that fight had happened, Floyd.
Once again, Bob Arum is Manny Pacquiao's boss. Floyd Mayweather is his own boss. And you heard them. They say they talking about they moving on. They want to fight somebody else. You know me. It don't matter who I fight.
Well, you had made the call before he fought Ricky Hatton, so he couldn't make a fight with you before he fought Hatton.
If Marquez is a fighter that's faced in front of me, that's who I'm focused on right now. If Pacquiao's in front of me and it's time to fight Pacquiao, then I take care of that also.
Floyd, Pacquiao just faced the last two guys you also faced. Who do you think was more impressive? You or Pacquiao?
Me, of course.
Really? What's
Absolutely.
More impressive, a split decision and a 10th round knockout or an 8th round KO and a 2nd round KO?
Well, what's more impressive is Oscar De La Hoya, when I fought him, he fought at his walking around weight, which is 154. And he was when he made 147, he was a dead man, and he was fighting in 8-ounce gloves. And when I fought Oscar De La Hoya, they gave me some 10-ounce gloves, some heavyweight 10-ounce gloves. And when I fought Hatton, I knocked Hatton out with 10-ounce gloves on, stepping back when he was undefeated.
It's a fair point.
And my dad gave Hatton a game plan. Hatton fought a southpaw. He's not used to facing a southpaw. He gave him a game plan, and he didn't execute the game plan.
It's a fair point, and yet he barely lost a round to both guys, and you had a late knockout and a split decision win. It's hard to argue you were actually more impressive, Floyd. How do you figure?
Well, the thing is this. We know Oscar De La Hoya killed himself to make 147, and we know that's not Oscar De La Hoya's walking around weight. When I tried to get the fight with Oscar De La Hoya at 147, they said absolutely not. I couldn't even choose my own gloves when I fought Oscar De La Hoya. They chose the gloves for me. And with the Ricky Hatton fight, I beat an undefeated Ricky Hatton. And once I beat Ricky Hatton, he was never the same. Once I beat a guy mentally and physically, he's never the same.
He won two fights after that, including against Paul Malignaggi. He looked decent in that fight.
Decent. Paul Malignaggi is a good fighter. But Ricky Hatton supposed to have killed this guy, from what I've heard.
Floyd, Juan Manuel Marquez is an excellent fighter, but he's the lightweight champion of the world. Why pick a guy two weight classes lighter than you?
Here we go again with this. Now
you're the welterweight champ. This guy's the lightweight champ.
I'm glad. I was waiting for you to say that. So, Floyd Mayweather is in his 30s. Oscar De La Hoya is in his 30s. They meet up and fight. When Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather meet up and fight, And I beat him, but we both in our 30s, they say he's over the hill. But then when Pacquiao fights him, they say, oh, this is the greatest thing we ever seen. So then when I fight Hatton, they say I'm too big for Hatton. But then they say,
got full credit for both of those wins, Floyd. That's why you became a superstar.
No, I did not.
From me, I gave you full credit. If you're talking to me now,
am I gonna speak
I gave
my
you
piece?
Full credit for that.
Am I going to speak my piece or not?
Go ahead.
Okay, because you want to interview me. I ain't interviewing you. You want to talk to me. I don't worry about talking to you.
I'm waiting on you.
So then when I fight Hatton, they say, oh, Mayweather is too big for Hatton. But then Marquez and Pacquiao can fight. It's no problem. But I'm too big for Marquez. I'm too big for Marquez, but I'm not too big for Pacquiao. Which one is it?
Which one is it? It's that Pacquiao was 130 pounds, and he keeps moving out and whacking guys who are much bigger. He gets full credit for that, but you are going after a guy who is two weight classes lighter than you.
So De La Hoya wasn't bigger than Pacquiao when he fought him?
No, you got full credit for beating De La Hoya.
Answer the question.
You deserve that. You moved
Answer
up.
Answer the question. Did they not say De La Hoya was too big for Pacquiao?
Yes.
Okay, then.
And they're wrong, because Pacquiao was that great.
Didn't I come from 125 pounds all the way to 154 pounds?
Yes, you did.
Answer the question.
Yes, you did.
Okay, then.
All right.
So answer the question
so
right now.
I just answered the question.
I got to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Have Pacquiao been knocked out twice? Answer the question.
Yeah, when he was like 112 pounds.
Just answer the question.
Because he turned pro when he was a teenager.
Did Pacquiao been knocked? Have he been knocked out twice?
Yeah, a decade
answer
ago.
Answer the question.
A decade ago.
And just answer. I don't care if it's 100 years ago. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have Pacquiao been outboxed by Eric Morales?
What one fight he lost to him?
Answer the question.
Yes, he did.
Has he been outboxed by Eric Morales?
Yes.
That's all I need to know.
So why would you fight him?
I want to ask you another question.
So why not fight him right away?
Now I want to ask you another question.
If he's that easy.
Now I want to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Who's beating me?
Nobody's beating you yet.
That's all
Floyd.
I want to know.
So why pick a guy two weight classes lighter?
That's all I want to know.
Why don't you answer
Pacquiao
one question
small?
For me? You're picking on the lightweight champ. You were the welterweight champ.
I'm
that's two weight
him.
Classes lighter. Why
go,
not go after
go
a guy like Shane Mosley? Shane Mosley is the champ in your weight class. Lots of guys call you out, Floyd.
He called me out.
Why not go after Shane Mosley, who is the champ in your weight class right now? Why not Shane Mosley?
Once again, like I said before, I don't fight for bragging rights. I don't fight for bragging rights. I prove myself.
So why not fight Shane Mosley, who is the welterweight champion of the world right now?
Who's Shane Mosley, who got 5 losses? That's the one you're talking about?
Shane Mosley, the guy who totally dismantled Antonio Margarito.
He beat Cotto, and Cotto beat him? All these guys beating each other, but nobody has beat Floyd Mayweather.
He's the champ right now.
Answer the question.
He's the champ right now. He's the champ in your old weight class,
Floyd. A belt
Floyd.
Don't make me. A belt don't make me.
But he's a champ in your weight class. You're going after a guy two weight classes lighter.
A great fighter.
He's a great fighter, Floyd.
You're right. Shane Mosley is the only guy I know. Guess what? He's not a pay-per-view attraction.
Floyd Shane Mosley is not?
Absolutely not.
Compared to Juan Manuel Marquez?
Absolutely not.
You think Marquez is a bigger draw than Shane Mosley?
He got a country behind him. A country.
Shane Mosley would be a hot fight, Floyd.
And we know Mexicans been dominating. We know Mexicans and black fighters has been dominating for years. And you always get your biggest fights when you match the two together. And
Floyd,
you know that.
Floyd, if you get past Juan Manuel Marquez, who would you like next?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All right, can I suggest somebody?
You can't. Hey, listen, you're not a promoter. You work
you said it doesn't
ESPN.
Matter. If it doesn't matter, I'll suggest somebody.
You can suggest whoever you want, but guess what? Only thing you do is you sit back and you interview me. I didn't ask that. You called me to do the interview. I didn't call you.
No, you're on a satellite tour.
But I didn't call
you're
you.
You're on tour.
But I didn't call you. I didn't call you.
Floyd, I enjoyed
talking
to you.
I'm not calling you.
Who do you
like
want to fight next, Floyd?
Like I said before, you're a man of many things, but you're a master of nothing.
I seem to be occupying my job, though. Yeah, as you often say, you're just a guy with a job. I have a job, though. So who would you fight next?
Guess what? And guess what? Your job don't pay like my job.
Well, it depends.
Your job
well,
don't pay like my job.
That brings me to another point. Why are you coming back?
I can make $200 million in 18 months because I want to, because I want to come back and steal some more money. Is that okay with you?
It's fine.
Okay.
I enjoy watching your fights.
Okay.
Who might be next?
It doesn't matter.
All right. How about Manny Pacquiao?
If he wanted, he can get it.
Okay. Could you do a deal with Bob Arum then?
Well, we already know. Me and Bob Arum has a problem, and we have an issue. So that's going to be hard to make. If Pacquiao won it, he can get it. You know that. Whoever won, they can get it.
Well, you didn't give him a chance this time because you announced
you
your fight.
Give him
the morning of the fight, you announced your fight.
I've never ducked or dodged no opponent, so stop. So stop. So stop. A guy won a couple fights. You wasn't saying that when he got his ass kicked by Eric Morales. You wasn't saying that. You wasn't saying put him in there with Floyd Mayweather. Now, all of a sudden, he got a couple wins. Now you said throw him in there with Floyd Mayweather.
Yes, I do, because
he didn't do the right.
He fought the last two guys you fought, and he did a quicker job on both of them.
So what that mean? So
that means match him up.
So hadn't done a quicker job with Castillo. And guess what? And what happened with Manhattan? Okay, now, then.
Well, yeah. At that point, Castillo wasn't the same
you
fighter.
Can,
the
listen,
same thing
listen,
you claim
listen.
It for Hatton for
you
Pacquiao.
You can hope, and they pray and pray on my downfall. You can't go against God's work. What God wants to be is going to happen. Period. You continue to keep calling me and asking me for interviews, and I'm going to come back to the sport of boxing and continue to dominate.
Floyd, I'm glad to see you back. I truly am. It's good talking with you, and we'll talk
Absolutely.
To you again before the fight. July 18th, Juan Manuel Marquez, the lightweight champion
of the
world.
And be there live, because like I said before, I've been dominating the sport for I don't know how many years. And I had to ask you another question. What was Pacquiao in 97, 98, 99? 2,000
105 pounds.
What was his name at? Was he wreck? This I'm in a whole new era, dominating fighters.
That's right,
fighters.
And he's a whole new fighter, Floyd.
A whole new fighter.
Oh, yeah.
And when I beat him, what they going to say? Oh, well, we knew this was going to happen. Floyd Mayweather was the bigger fighter, or he could outbox him, or this. It's always excuses.
Full credit to you if you beat him, Floyd. And for Marquez, too, who's a true lightweight champion.
And Marquez beat him twice, for real. And yeah, you know that.
I thought he outpointed him the second time around.
He beat him both times, and you know that.
No, I don't know that. The second time, I think he beat him. Floyd, good talking to you. We'll see you again.
All right, y'all tell me what you think. We'll be right back. Did Floyd handle himself? Glenn from Philly, he's weighed in already. I'm going to reserve my comment. You all tell me. Brian Kenny, I like him, actually. And, I Money Mayweather. That was a classic interview. Right up there with Angie Martinez.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, it's decision time. Looks like Snoop is leading. Here's President Obama.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Snoop.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Now, you all are favoring Snoop on cultural reasons, the spirit in which he's given the greetings. President Obama, you're giving technical points to.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Now, as for Floyd Mayweather and Brian Kenny, send in your feedback. I got a few comments I want to read. That was from a few weeks ago. Nick says, I think that Floyd held his own to a point, but then he sounded bitter. Good point.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Let me go back over the beginning of this interview one more time. This is Brian Kenny and Floyd Mayweather. Oh, hold on. Got a 311 and a Floyd Mayweather.
Former number one pound for pound fighter. I'm just saying I'm the best fighter in the sport of boxing. No one has
to critique this while it's going on.
How am I not pound for pound the best fighter in the world? You tell me.
Because you retired?
Have I ever been beat?
But what happens is you informed Ring Magazine you were retiring as welterweight champion.
I already forgot who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Brian Kenny, a guy who's never laced up gloves a day in his life, who don't know nothing about boxing.
Okay, now Floyd gave the wrong comeback there. He was right to point out that Brian Kenny was wrong, but he made it personal. He should have said that Brian Kenny, has never acknowledged me and won't start now. He don't want to say he doesn't know boxing, which is not true.
We already know what I can generate. We already know what I can do in the sport, and we already know who's the face of boxing.
You waited over a year to come back,
and I've been gone from the sport. And what these fighters done since I've been gone, together in pay per view, out of all the fighters, haven't topped what I've done in two fights.
The pay per view has been pretty good for Manny Pacquiao fights lately, Floyd.
They still haven't topped what I've done in two fights.
Well, one was with Oscar De La Hoya, who was the cash king.
I'm the cash cow, please.
Not compared to Oscar De La Hoya.
250
have you drawn as much as Oscar De La Hoya in pay-per-view,
man,
Floyd?
De La Hoya been on pay-per-view 1,000 times. It took me two times.
Great answer.
3.5 million homes. Me, Floyd Mayweather.
No, with Oscar De La Hoya, though.
Oscar De La Hoya didn't do nothing. Did he win?
It was a split decision loss.
That was weak. Did he win? That was weak.
It was with him.
I said before, once again, we're talking to Brian Kenny, a man of many traits, a master of nothing.
Floyd, you waited over a year to come back. Why not wait one more weekend until Pacquiao and Hatton was over and we knew the winner?
I don't have to wait for nobody. I move whenever I want to move. I don't have to wait for nobody. I move whenever I want to move.
Do you think about facing Pacquiao first, your first fight back?
My first fight back, Marquez is the guy that called me out. And after the Pacquiao fight, they asked Pacquiao, Larry Merchant asked Pacquiao, did he want to fight? He talked to his promoter. They didn't ask his promoter. They asked him, did he want to fight?
Well, lots of people call you out, including Oscar De La Hoya for a rematch. Why didn't you rematch?
Cam from Paris, New Jersey said, I know you must have thought of Cameron and Dame Dash on their appearance on Fox a few years ago. You wrote on that one. Floyd took control of the interview and proved he was a credible source of information and an excellent debater. He continued to define his host and question the positions of the host on television. I saw this when it aired. They later questioned Shane Mosley about it. Yeah, Cameron and Dame Dash wrote the book on how to handle a host. I think Mayweather got better as it went on. Started off a little slow.
That Leonard Ellerbe and Al Haymon is doing a hell of a job as my advisors.
Why not face the winner of the Pacquiao-Marquez fight?
I just answered your question.
No, you didn't. I must have missed it. What are you talking about?
I said Al Haymon and Leonard Ellerbe are my advisors, and they've done one hell of a job with Floyd Mayweather's career.
So beautiful. He just said the same thing twice.
I'm not ducking and dodging nobody. You know what it is.
No, what is it? Is Bob Arum?
I got a list. Whenever it happens, it happens.
Is it because Pacquiao's promoter is Bob Arum? Is that the reason?
Kevin from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania says Floyd handcuffed him. He paused out a few times, which is rare. Yeah, he made Brian Kenny pause a little bit. Sylvia Ashanti Muhammad says the brother was strong, confident, and unpunked with his Ebonics thrown in. Sylvia Ashanti Muhammad said Floyd Mayweather was strong, confident, and unpunked with his Ebonics thrown in. I hope his balance is met with the true faith in the Creator God. When he said, when God wants to happen, it's going to happen. Shoot, I hope he helps to protect the black women and children with such bravery. Ooh, good point.
More impressive. You or Pacquiao?
Me, of course.
Really? What's
Absolutely.
More impressive, a split decision and a 10th round knockout or an 8th round KO and a 2nd round KO?
Well, what's more impressive is...
Glenn from Philly says, I think Floyd Mayweather has done a good job of taking on the villain role in boxing, unless I'm mistaken. I remember Floyd being relatively low-key early in his career while being looked at as one of the best pound-for-pound. At this point, however, he's making a segment of fans want to see him lose so bad that it's putting a lot of money in his pocket. I agree. He's a personality now, not just a great fighter.
Undefeated.
It's a fair point.
And my dad gave Hatton a game plan. Hatton fought a southpaw. He's not used to facing a southpaw. He gave him a game plan, and he didn't execute the game plan.
It's a fair point, and yet he barely lost a round to both guys. And
that was
you
cool. He protected the family. Protected the family name.
Argue, you were actually more impressive. How do you figure?
Well, the thing is this: we know Oscar De La Hoya killed himself to make 147, and we know that's not Oscar De La Hoya's walking around weight. When I try to get the fight with Oscar, De La Hoya,
as for Snoop and President Obama, I got a comment here. It says that Snoop used the ma and Obama the moo. Let's take a look at that. Assalamu alaikum, I think. And President Obama, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
President?
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Good point. The ma is more the black American style, southern drawl. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
That's the Arabic accent, strong. Assalamu alaikum. Snoop?
Assalamu alaikum. Mm. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu, you know? Salama.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Snoop seems to have this thing in the bag as far as you all are concerned. Floyd?
Floyd Mayweather is in his 30s. Oscar De La Hoya is in his 30s. They meet up and fight. When we meet up and fight, when Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather meet up and fight, and I beat him, but we both did.
The great Mike Millions from New York says that Floyd Mayweather did a good job. He kept his street. He indirectly said to the interviewer, you want to do something about it? Make your move. Exactly.
You got full credit for both of those wins, Floyd. That's why you became a superstar.
No, I did not.
Yes,
no,
you did.
I did not. No, I
sure
did
you
not.
Did. From
are
me,
gonna,
I gave you full credit.
Piece?
If you're talking
am,
to me now,
am I gonna speak
I gave
my
you
piece?
Full credit for that.
Am I going to speak my piece or not?
Go
am
ahead.
I going to speak my piece or not?
Go ahead.
Okay, because you want to interview me. I ain't interviewing you. You want to talk to me. I don't worry about talking.
Floyd,
you want to talk to
ahead.
Me.
Go ahead. I'm waiting on you.
So then when I fight Hatton, they say, oh, Mayweather is too big for Hatton. But then Marquez and Pacquiao.
Okay, this is where Floyd dominated the interview. This was a great point.
I'm too big for Marquez, but I'm not too big for Pacquiao. Which one is it?
Well,
which one is it?
Which one is it?
Which one is it?
It's that Pacquiao was 130 pounds, and he keeps moving out and whacking guys who are much bigger. He gets full credit for that, but you are going after a guy who is two weight classes lighter than you.
So De La Hoya wasn't bigger than Pacquiao when he fought him?
No, you got full credit for beating De La Hoya.
Answer the question.
You deserve that. You moved
answer
up.
Answer the question. Did they not say De La Hoya was too big for Pacquiao?
Yes.
Then.
And they're wrong, because Pacquiao was that great.
Didn't I come from 125 pounds all the way to 154 pounds?
Yes, you
answer
did.
The question.
Yes, you did.
Okay, then.
All right.
So I was a small answer the question right now.
I did. I just answered the question.
I got to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Have Pacquiao been knocked out twice? Answer the question.
Yeah, when he was like 112 pounds.
Just answer the question.
Because he turned
yes
pro when
no.
he was a teenager.
Did Pacquiao been knocked? Have he been knocked out twice?
Yeah, a decade
answer
ago.
Answer the question.
A decade ago.
And just answer. I don't care if it's 100 years ago. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have Pacquiao been outboxed by Eric Morales?
What one fight he lost to?
Answer the question.
Yes, he did.
Has he been outboxed by Eric Morales?
Yes.
That's all I need to know.
So why would you fight him?
I want to ask you another question.
So why not fight him right away?
That was excellent.
That easy.
Now I want to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Who's beating
He's on a roll.
Nobody's beating you yet.
That's all
Floyd.
I want to know.
So why pick a guy 2 weight classes lighter?
That's all I want to know.
Why don't you answer
Pacquiao
one question
small?
For me? You're picking on the
small,
lightweight
so
champ. You were the welterweight champ.
I'm
That's 2 weight classes lighter. Why
go,
not go after
go
a guy like Shane Mosley? Shane Mosley is the champ in your weight class. Lots of guys call you out, Floyd.
He called me out.
Why not go after Shane Mosley, who is the champ in your weight class right now? Why not Shane Mosley?
Once again, like I said before, I don't fight for bragging rights. I don't fight for bragging rights. I prove myself. I proved myself.
So why not fight Shane Mosley, who is the welterweight champion of the world right now?
Who Shane Mosley, who got 5 losses? That's the one you're talking about?
Shane Mosley, the guy who totally dismantled Antonio Margarito.
He beat Cotto, and Cotto beat him. All these guys beating each other, but nobody has beat Floyd Mayweather.
He's the champ right now.
Teach Floyd.
Answer the question.
He's the champ right now. He's the champ in your old weight class,
Floyd. A belt
Floyd.
Don't make me. A belt don't make me.
But he's a champ in your weight class. You're going after a guy 2 weight classes lighter.
A
great fighter. He's a great fighter, Floyd.
You're right. Shane Mosley is the only guy I know. Guess what? He's not a pay-per-view attraction. Floyd
Shane
Mosley
is not?
Absolutely not.
Compared to Juan Manuel Marquez?
Absolutely not.
You think Marquez is a bigger draw than Shane Mosley?
He got a country behind him. A country. A country.
Shane Mosley would be
and
a hot
fighter.
That was the hotline. He got a country behind him.
And black fighter has been dominating for years. And you always get your biggest fights when you match the two together. And
Floyd,
you know that.
Floyd, if you get past Juan Manuel Marquez, who would you like next?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All right, can I suggest somebody?
You can't. Hey, listen, you're not a promoter. You work
you said it doesn't
ESPN.
Matter. If it doesn't matter, I'll suggest somebody.
You can suggest whoever you want, but guess what? Only thing you do is you sit back and you interview me. I didn't ask that.
That's
you
right.
called me to do the interview. I didn't call you.
Go ahead, Floyd.
No, you're on a satellite tour.
But I didn't call
you're
you.
You're on tour.
But I didn't call you. I didn't call you.
Floyd, I enjoyed talking to you.
I'm not calling you.
Who do you
like
want to fight next, Floyd?
Like I said before. You're a man of many things, but you're a master of nothing.
I seem to be occupying my job, though. Yeah, as you often say, you're just a guy with a job. I have a job, though. So who would you fight next?
And guess what? Your job don't pay like my job.
Well,
it's like gangster.
That brings me to another point.
Floyd, he argues like he fights. He hits you with so many different styles. But Brian Kenny handled himself well because he knew he was getting a great interview.
I enjoy watching your fights.
Okay.
Who might be next?
It doesn't matter.
Listen, Snoop Dogg is declared the winner of the Battle of the Greetings. The greetings are actually a prayer. We'll talk about that in the future. Just wanted to have a little fun. Rabia Muhammad says there is also an accented ooh sound on the last syllable of alaikum in the president's pronunciation. I do agree that we have a pronunciation that reflects our culture. So Rabia is right. Assalamu alaikum.
Mm-hmm. You wasn't saying that when he got his ass kicked by Eric Morales. You wasn't saying that. You wasn't saying put him in there with Floyd Mayweather. Now all of a sudden he got a couple wins. Now you said throw him in there with Floyd Mayweather.
Yes, I do. Because he didn't do better. He fought the last two guys you fought, and he did a quicker job on both of them.
So what that mean? So
that means match him up.
So hadn't done a quicker job with.
Go ahead,
Castillo.
Floyd. That's right.
And guess what? And what happened with Manhattan? Okay, then.
Nothing.
Well, yeah, at that point, Castillo wasn't the same fighter. The same thing you claim it for Hatton for Pacquiao.
You can hope, and they pray and pray on my downfall.
See, Floyd messed up there. He was trying to say you can, what rap was that? You can pray and pray on my downfall. Is that Run DMC or something?
And I'm gonna come back to
but Floyd couldn't remember the Hot 16, so he abbreviated it. He gave the abridged version.
I truly am. It's good talking with you, and we'll talk to you again before the fight. July 18th. Juan Manuel Marquez, the lightweight champion
of the
world.
And beat it live, because like I said before, I've been dominating the sport for I don't know how many years. And I had to ask you another question.
No, that's enough, Floyd.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Hope you all have a great week. You know, we can watch cable TV if you want. I'm still trying to do the international news thing. Prayers and best wishes go to Brother Jibril Muhammad, who's recovering very rapidly. I guess that's nice to get a visit from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That was beautiful. Minister said, Jib, get up out of this bed. We have work to do. See y'all next week.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.